Howdy, rowdy friends. Looks like you're poking around in the shadows of troubled country again. Might as well kick back for another nowhere-bound go-round on the old suffering jukebox. I'm Garrett T. Capps, and I got nothing else to do. Here with us to set our latest spin in motion is Jason Ringenberg, head scorcher, happy farmer, and Americana outlier.
Every evening when I walk through the door, I get the same old lies that I heard before.
Since starting Jason and the Scorchers in 1981 and becoming a part of a vital tribe of country rock misfits in the East Nashville 80s, Jason has been continuously active. This mold-making cowpunk outfit found him bringing glam and punk rock style, musical and otherwise, to country and Americana songs. Covering the likes of Hank Williams and Bob Dylan, right alongside their originals, Jason and the Scorchers completed the circle, giving old songs, heroes, and modes new expression and attitude. With his solo albums and his kids' folk gig as Farmer Jason, which spawned an Emmy-winning PBS miniseries, by the way, Ringenberg has continued to explore and traverse the boundary between pastoral idealism and big city sin, between old and new. Now, he's obliged to take his turn on the suffering jukebox. Let's have it!
Sun hangs low in the western sky. I bow my head and remember.
Howdy, folks. This is Jason Ringenberg from Jason and the Scorchers. If I had to pick out one song that sort of exemplifies perfection in the outlaw country, trouble country, alternative country, cowpunk world, it would be hands down Trail of Tears by Guadalcanal Diary. Interestingly, I played shows with Guadalcanal Diary and even done shows at their little club in Marietta. They owned a club called The Strand in Marietta. But I had never heard them do Trail of Tears, or I never noticed it. And when I put that on, I was just simply stunned. It was just so good. To this day, I can listen to it anytime, and it will transport me to a better place. It always makes me feel more alive. And it always makes my blood pump faster. It always makes my brain waves work better. It always makes me feel emotion deeper. There's Everly Brothers in that. There's Hank Sr. in that. There's Flannery O'Connor in that. There's, you know, early REM in that. There's even touches of the Birds in that, Sweethearts of the Rodeo. It's got it all. You know, it's got the Carter Family in that. You know, they play an auto harp in the breakdown. In those days, rock bands didn't use auto harps in 1982 and
3.
Trail of Tears, Guadalcanal Diary. Crank that up, and if it doesn't move you, then you and me probably aren't going to have a lot to talk about.
Howdy, y'all. This is Jason Ringenberg from Jason and the Scorchers, and right now, you are listening to Trouble Country, a big giant yee-haw.
Thanks, Jason. The souls of country and punk seem to overlap in a downtrodden but hell-bent place, and that place is haunted by any number of histories. It's the starting place for Jason and his work, and for acts like Guadalcanal Diary, part of, yet distinct from, that rural rockin' alternative 80s Georgia scene that included REM and was much later reborn in the new school field hippie clothes of Elephant Six. Like Willie once sang, circles and cycles. Gotta be a fever dream of eternal recurrence, or some shit like that, where one song can end up conjuring the Everly Brothers, Hank, Flannery, and the suffering of Native America in a listener. As keen absorbers and open-minded noticers, we can make rewarding connections between the dark and the light spots in our collective memory. And nothing can open that door like a song. Thanks for running down the back roads of Trouble Country with us on this leg of the Suffering Jukebox. There's terrain yet to traverse, so come on back for more soon. We promise to keep this old thing plugged in and primed up. Signing off from right here to everywhere else. My name is Garrett T. Capps. Viva Trouble Country!